Okay, well, we just had a wonderful Skype fellowship, and it's the 27th of December, and Kim is going to share from whatever God's put in our heart, so let's go for it.
Okay, well, God bless you all, and it was wonderful to hear all your sharings and all the wonderful things that God is doing. And it really ties in with my sharing tonight, because I've called it God Rewards His Faithful. And if in 2 John, at the back of your Bible, 2 John chapter 1, as there's only one, and in verse 8 it says, "Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward." And basically, when you break it down, it tells us to take heed that we don't destroy that which we've labored for, but that we get our full reward. You know, and God is faithful to reward those that diligently seek Him. When we look to Him with a pure heart, He will make sure that He gives us everything that we need to take care of us, and that He will reward us according to our believing. As we look to Him and we are faithful, He will reward us. So on that note, I'd like you to take your Bibles and turn to Colossians chapter 3. And we're going to look at a few ways that God can reward us. You know, when we continue, I remember just finishing off at work last week. I worked on Christmas Eve. And as I was pulling up into the driveway, I had to ring Lawrence. And I said, "Love, can you come out to the van and help me?" And he was like, "Help you?" I said, "Well, I've been rewarded over and above, and I feel that I'm like a supermarket right now." And I came in with about 5 tins of biscuits and wine and chocolates, and where people had rewarded me for delivering their little Dosset boxes, and it was quite a blessing, actually. You know, these people, their hearts, to want to give me a little token of their love. But it was just funny how the way that the world rewards us and the way that God rewards us. So let's have a look. So we're going to take a look at Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. And we're going to read verse 23 and 24. "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily." See, there's the key. Everything we do heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men. "Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Jesus Christ." See, we get rewarded because we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. God rewards us for our faithfulness when we look to Him and when we look to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do it heartily unto the Lord, not unto men. We are not men pleasers. God doesn't like men pleasers. He likes God pleasers. Romans, we're going to flick backwards and forwards here. Romans chapter 2, and in verse 6 it says, "Who will render to every man according to his deeds." See, God rewards us for what we do. Now, that's not necessarily in works, because we're not saved by works. But when we continue to do those things, when we pray, when we speak in tongues, when we serve the bread of life, when we witness, you know, when we tithe, when we do those things that God inspires us to do, it shows us that, it shows Him that we are pure in heart, pure Christian, that really want to please God and not man. And then He rewards us. And those things that we do in secret, God always, always blesses us openly. 1 Corinthians, you know, we do notice that a lot of people do things in front of others, you know, looking for a reward for what they do. But God really loves it when we do those things in secret. And those things that we do in secret, God will bless us openly. Because again, we're not men pleasers. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we're going to look at verse 58. And it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. And Lawrence was just speaking about this. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. See, again, it's the work of the Lord, not the works of the world. You know, well, I'll do this because, you know, I might get blessed for doing that. Or I'm going to do this because I'm in front of people and I want to show them, look, I'm a Christian. Look how hard I work. It's not about that. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, not in the world, in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. So, again, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. I remember once somebody telling us about the dog soldier, you know, and he used to stake his ground and he was unmovable. You know, no matter what, he would not move. He was staked to the ground and he was going to fight until the end, but unmovable. And that's what we have to be, unmovable, always abounding. See, we're always progressing. Like, if you were on fire last week, you should be even more on fire this week. Abounding. You don't take two steps forward and then four steps back. And if you do, then you need to take a check on your walk. Because God wants us abounding, always, always moving forward, getting blessed, being cheerful, you know, being faithful. Because that's when you see the rewards come. God is a rewarder of those that are faithful. It's no good being hot one day and cold the next. That's not being faithful. That's not being unmovable. That's just, you know, letting the world attack you. And then you just thinking, oh, well, I've lost today. And then tomorrow comes and you don't feel any better. See, the word of God doesn't come down to feelings. We're in a spiritual battle. A spiritual battle. And either God is your sufficiency or the adversary's kicking your butt. One or the other. So again, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, you will get rewarded and God will reward you openly. Galatians, let's go forward a few books. Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 9 it says, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See, it's God that always gives us the strength so that we are able to carry out our responsibilities. And our responsibilities is to love God and to love our neighbour. It's not hard. And it doesn't, again, come down to feelings. Well, I don't feel like loving people today, so, you know, I don't feel like going to work. And I've had those days, I can assure you. But see, it's being faithful. It's being steadfast. And then when you do that, God will reward you. You know, we all have to do things that we don't like sometimes. But then it's there that it shows your faithfulness. And God is a rewarder of the faithful. You know, we're coming towards the end of the year, but that doesn't mean to say we slow down. Does God take a holiday? No. We need to start speeding up, coming into that new year with vitality and with excitement and with joy in our hearts. You know, we have so much to be thankful for right now. You know, I mean, we had a lovely little Christmas here with the family. Maya was just so excited. She's 3 and a half and she just brings so much joy to our lives. She is such a smart little girl and she blesses us with her words, with her encouragement. And she's only 3 and a half years old, you know, and she even ministered to little Vinny the other day. He was crying and he was crying because I think he's starting to tease. And she said, Jesus, please heal him from crying. In the name of Jesus, amen. So, bless her little heart. You know, even she's looking to God at the times of turmoil when the baby's crying and crying and giving her a headache. Anyway, Proverbs. This is beautiful. Proverbs chapter 3. I don't think it's very often that I can go without sharing something from Proverbs. Such a great comfort. Proverbs chapter 3. And in verse 3 it says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. See, when we find good favor and understanding in the sight of God, and we trust in him with all our hearts, and we lean not unto our own understanding, in all our ways we acknowledge him, he shall direct thy path. Now there's a reward. You know, the reward is that he will direct your path. When you continue to trust in him, knowing that when you step out, he's going to guide that your footsteps on that path, and he's going to reward you for all the things that you accomplish. There is nothing impossible with God. And if you need something, he's there to take care of you. If you need strength, he'll give you strength. If you need encouragement, he'll give you encouragement. It's not that we look to a man. You know, our relationship with God should be that one-on-one relationship, that we can go to him, that we know that he's going to encourage us, he's going to lead us, he's going to guide us, that we can trust in him 100%. We know that the Word of God says that when we pray, he hears our prayers and he answers those prayers and he shows us great and mighty things that we know not. So we're not men pleasers, we're God pleasers, and it's God that does the rewarding. There's no reward I want from man. Matthew, the Gospels. Matthew, chapter 25. Matthew 25, and in verse 21 it says, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee a ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Wow. You know, if we're faithful in just a few things, God will reward us in many things. And then what does it say? I will make thee a ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. See, that's where the joy is. You can't get joy from the world. You can't get peace from the world. But when you look to God, that's where the joy is. That's where the peace is. That's where the comfort and the encouragement comes from. Not from man. When you have a really good relationship with God and with the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll want for nothing. Because you will be unmovable. You will be steadfast in that relationship. So I've been married to Lawrence over 30 years. And our marriage is strong. You know, we've built a foundation, we've built it on solid ground, and we've built up from that. And I trust him emphatically, but it's still my husband, it's not God, even though he likes to think he's God sometimes, but yeah, right. He's my husband. But see, God is at the centre of that marriage, so that makes us unmovable, that makes us steadfast, that makes us, when we talk to each other, it's like God's working in us, to talk to each other and to give each other that encouragement. But we still have to have that individual relationship with God ourselves, because there's nothing outside of ourselves other than God. See, if God's not first, then it'll all crumble. It's God first. That's the person we turn to, knowing indeed that he is going to reward us whatever the situation is, and he's going to bless us, and he's going to make us the head and not the tail. Back to Proverbs chapter 18, Psalm Proverbs. Proverbs 18. Quite scary to think we've been together over 30 years.
Yeah, for me.
Shows our age as well, doesn't it? Anyway, Proverbs 18. And in verse 16 it says, a man's gift maketh room for him, and bringeth him before great men. See, it's God that does the promoting. When we go to God and he sees our hearts, he's the one that promotes us. We don't have to be concerned about what men thinks of us. You know, if you're walking with God with a pure heart and you're out there serving, blessing, loving, giving, God is going to reward you. And sometimes, yes, we do things openly. But again, it's those things that we do in secret that God will bless us openly with. All he ever wants to do is love us. And when I think about like Mel at Christmas and all we wanted to do was bless her with the little few presents that she wanted, how much more does God want to bless us? And all he wants us to do is to love him and to love our neighbour. But he also wants us to be faithful. You know, we're not wishy-washy. We're not downtrodden Christians. We have great power, but only if we exercise it. If we don't take the authority and take the lead, then we're going to get crushed and we're going to get run over. And we're going to be indoctrinated by the world and we're going to end up being a downtrodden Christian. See, God doesn't want us that. He's given us every enablement to be a faithful ambassador. You know, and we all know what an ambassador is. An ambassador is somebody that represents. Well, are you a really good representative right now for God and the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, if not, it's still not too late. We're coming to the end of a year and we're coming into a new year with the newness of life. So we can have newness. We can put off the old man, put on the new man and really hit 2019 and rock it. You know, really get the adversary off his ball game, you know, and show him how great and mighty the people of God are. Deuteronomy, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 5. And we're going to look at verse 33. It says, you shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which you possess. You want long life? Then you really do need to live unto God. You need to walk in the ways of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was our great example. So if you want to do well, then just follow in his footsteps. It's all through the Gospels. Very easy. He loved God and he loved people. Nothing hard. He was steadfast. He was unmovable. But the biggest key is that he was faithful. And there's my clock. Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs 22 and in verse 4 it says, by humility and fear of the Lord are riches and honour and life. See, being humble, having respect, then there's riches and there's honour and there's life. God will reward you for whatever your needs are. You have nothing to fear. He will take care of you no matter what. Proverbs chapter 11. And verse 18. It says, the wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. See, being righteous, having a right standing before God, knowing who you are in Christ, knowing that you're not hoodwinked, that you're not going to get kicked around by the adversary in this world, but that you know who you are. And that you can take a stand, that you're going to be unmovable, that you're going to be steadfast, you're going to be faithful. So that you really are the greatest ambassador you can be. And as we go into 2019, you know, each day is a new day. If you didn't have a good day today, well, that's nothing. Shake it off, tomorrow's a new day. But you know, we have to really remember that each day should be getting better rather than each day getting worse. And we're going to finish off in Matthew. Matthew chapter 6. And this is going to lead me back to one thing, and you'll see now. It helps if I'm in Matthew, I'm in Mark. And I really didn't know that was the right one. Right, Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 6 it says, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." And again, it takes me back to the War Room. If you haven't seen it yet, great, great movie. You know, when we go into our closet or when we go into our quiet place, and Lawrence's happens to be the toilet, but when we pray from a pure heart, whatever your prayer may be, know that when we do that in secret, when we pray fervently to God, that he hears our prayers. He really does. And it says here that in secret he shall reward thee openly. There is nothing impossible with God. Whatever your needs are right now, I implore you to go into your quiet place, pray your heart to the Father, and you watch him. You watch him bless you openly. So I want to thank you for the wonderful year that we've had. This is the last fellowship of 2018. And remembering that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, that there are thousands of rewards, but the greatest one is that eternal life. So God bless you.
Thank you very much, Kim. That was wonderful. And that was the last fellowship, but not the last teaching. There'll be another one going on tomorrow. there's two things I want to do before we finish off here.